Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob and Dima Mixon today. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show every day is sponsored and has been for years by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It's a great place to cater your next weekend of Southern Miss baseball or basketball or whatever you enjoy. And a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal any day of the week. Jack Duggan's going to join us a little later in the show, Sports Information Director for Southern Miss. Daniel Stewart is our baseball analyst. He joins us every Tuesday. As you know, if you listen to the show, he's a former Southern Miss pitcher. And today, Daniel, Dima's got a big smile on his face. I can't imagine what
do
he's...
I really can't smile.
Daniel's got the big smile on his face. Dima's had mouth surgery. He can't really smile too much. Yeah.
I'll smile for him.
Now, what are you smiling about, man? You like that pitching, maybe?
Love the pitching. I mean, hitting's been great. You know, as a fan, this is what we expect Southern Miss baseball to be. And right now, they're clicking on every cylinder. You know, don't really see too many weak spots. Of course, beginning of the year, a lot can change, but they're really playing well right now.
I want you to break down first, if you will, the starting pitching. I thought it was a little not really what you want in the opening series. Yeah. I thought it looked much better, particularly Colby Allen and Graydon Harris looked much better this past weekend.
Yeah, they did. You know, Colby, I still think, is kind of making that transition because it's a different mind frame when you're pitching two to maybe three innings versus trying to go six or seven. Still had a good outing, you know, definitely built on his outing against UC Santa Barbara. I think Graydon Harris probably was the best starting pitcher we had this weekend. Really did great against the great Oregon State team. McCarty started Sunday, had, you know, walked a few people, but still looked really good. And the big thing is, gosh, I mean, our starters leave the game. Our relievers are pretty good behind them. So there's not a lot of concerns there right now.
Yeah, it really feels like, you know, if Southern Miss can just get to like five runs, you know, they'll be in every game. You know,
right.
They needed nine, of course, to beat Oregon State, but you know, five I get against Purdue, and then five against Baylor, and that was enough. And so, you mentioned Graydon Harris. I think, you know, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, but when Oz kind of looks at his weekend, right, and he can set this up where it's a Colby Allen on Friday and Cross Sibley, right, mm-hmm. left, and then mm-hmm. you go on Saturday with Graydon Harris and Camden Sundstrom behind him, left, right. I mean, that just, for you as a pitcher and just previous background there, that is a really, like, treasure setup on a weekend.
Oh, gosh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, if you can get six innings out of your starters and you know you've got a guy that's coming in right behind him that can fill in the gaps to finish the game to get to – you know, our amazing closer that we've got this year. As a coach, Coach Ostrander's got to be feeling pretty good. He's not going to tell us he's feeling really good about it. But, you know, just watching the makeup that this pitching staff and this team, you know, whoever's on the mound is going to do a great job.
Do you guys agree with me? Colby Allen's a great pitcher, but he doesn't look completely comfortable on the mound right now to me.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a sum of what Daniel's saying about, like, kind of transitioning back into that starter role. I think he's been having trouble trouble locating a slider against UC Santa Barbara. He was able to locate it a little bit better against Purdue. But I think he gets a little frustrated when he's not seeing the swing and miss as much as he did, like, last season as a reliever, because he was coming in, you know, only having to execute 20 pitches, and now they need to stretch him for 60, 70, 80 pitches over seven innings. So I think his mindset is going to get there. And the good thing is, though, that even in these 2 weeks where he hasn't looked where we all know where he can be, it's still been pretty dang good, right?
He's been really good.
Right. Gave up one run in five innings.
Like, so,
you know, his out pitch and his, you know, get you there, get you out pitch is that slider. Right. And when you're a reliever, you can really try to put some stamp on it. That's a hard
and
pitch
that's what
to throw on
Sundstrom
your arm.
Does.
Yeah. But as a starter, you can't put that kind of stress every inning with that pitch, so it may not be quite as sharp as a starter as it is as a reliever. Still a really good pitch, but you know, that's maybe why he's not getting those swings and misses like he has in the past, because you know, you're throwing really hard for one or two, that's really going to snap.
Do we feel like things may be still a little unsettled on Sundays, guys?
Well, I think McCarty's just had two kind of just weird outings. You know, he went three innings, of course, against UC Santa Barbara, and that pitch count just got way too high up, so they had to pull him. But it wasn't – I don't even think he gave up a hit against UC Santa Barbara. And then last week – the other day against Baylor, he also didn't give up a hit mm-hmm. in two innings, but, you know, walked four guys. That strike zone was kind of tight. So I don't think it's – we're at the point yet where we can talk about, you know, making changes there. But I think the door is starting to creak open a little bit for Oz, because at the end of the day, yes, McCarty English is still a good pitcher, but you need your starters to get you further into games.
I think McCarty's got to find that comfort level. He looks to me like he just can't command the zone. I mean, he's throwing 93 to 94. He's got good stuff, got good off speed, but there's just a little bit of a command issue he's got to get figured out. If he can get that figured out, I mean, he'll be just as successful
as Colby is. First inning, he looked beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, he just looked the part in the first inning.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing for me is with McCarty is, like, I don't know exactly what his, like, strikeout pitch is, right? Because he got a lot of batters to, like, 1-2 and then 2-2, 3-2, and then a walk. And, you know, sometimes his strikeout pitch is that high fastball that kind of rises. And then sometimes it's his slider or his, you know, off-speed pitch there. But like Daniel's saying, when you're having trouble locate both of those, mainly the batter's just going to be sitting fastball at that point and basically takes everything else.
It does. It does.
But, Daniel, the bullpen has been smoking on fire.
On fire. On
Unbelievable.
Fire. You know, there's a couple names that went out there this past weekend I didn't recognize. Like, man, who is Sam Mitchell? Yeah, I'd never seen that guy before. Went out through three innings, did great. We saw Camden Sundstrom last year. We knew what he's capable of, and he comes out, throws four innings, eight strikeouts against, you know, an amazing Oregon State team. You know, so we've got some guys that maybe are a little younger, maybe haven't earned that starting role, but they could. These guys, something happens to our starters, we've got a couple guys that can come in and start some ball games for us on the weekend if we need them to.
One early observation, guys, is that he's never had a lot of patience with walking. Oz seems to have zero patience. Walk somebody.
Yeah.
If you're a reliever, walk somebody, you're coming out.
Well, you know, as a reliever, a lot of times it's situational. You're coming in to do a job. So right-handed hitter, hey, I'm bringing in a lefty. Your job is to get this guy out. And you walk him? Yeah, you're on a really short leash. Hit batter, four-ball walk, you know. You know, but that's the standard that Coach Ostrander set for these guys. They understand that. They know. And, you know, it's next man up. If you're going to walk somebody, that situation's gone. Next guy's got to come in and do a job.
I think you'll see a lot of young arms tonight, as well as the Golden Eagles take on Alabama. Dylan Causey, freshman starting pitcher tonight for Southern Miss.
Does that worry you?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I've said before that I think this freshman class, pitching class, is the best Oz has ever had. I think you're going to see, you know, a Kale Farr, a Teague Broadhead, things like that, you know, maybe getting there for an inning or two. Daniel, you know, how do you attack these midweeks? Oz said yesterday it's going to be kind of a Johnny Holstaff approach after this weekend. You know, they obviously try to win these games, but this is a game where you really need your offense to help you out a little bit.
Yeah, you do. And Alabama's doing the same thing we're going to be doing. They're going to run a lot of guys out there.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama maybe hasn't been ranked as high lately as they were, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but they're still going to be a really good quality baseball team coming in. They don't take us for granted anymore. They know what we're capable of. Great baseball game tonight against two really good teams, so I'm excited.
Eagles have won four home games in a row against Bama, but it's kind of been reversed when you go over there.
Sure.
And we had a young man on our show that played for both. I can't believe his name has slipped my
Graham.
Mind. Graham Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And Graham told us that in the 2 years he played at Alabama, he picked up on this real quickly. They were very confident when we came over there that they could win. They weren't so confident coming over here, that they just felt like this was one really hard place to come play.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pete Taylor Park, Pete Taylor Park magic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. The UC Santa Barbara team was a practice pumping crowd noise and just to get used to it. So our fans are electric. They love the game. They love to watch. make a lot of noise. It's a tough place to play. We're always good at home.
Dre Barrett told us that the third base coach for Santa Barbara at one point that first weekend asked him, is it like this here all the time? And Dre smiled, and I'm sure, and said, yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, so, it is. It is.
It's just fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, so we feel okay about tonight, guys? You got any predictions, Daniel?
Looking forward to seeing some names that I don't know out on the mound and see how good they do. You know, if I'm a freshman like Dylan Causey, I've got butterflies in my stomach all day.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to look forward to this opportunity, try to earn some cred on the team as far as what he can do and earn that midweek spot. So yeah. Going to be a great game all the way around.
Midweeks, Dima, 1,000% unpredictable.
They really are. And of course, you know, Alabama is a very similar team to Southern Miss, right? I think they're at 13 homers this season. Southern Miss is at 9, so very similar team. I don't see the ball getting out that much. Obviously, Justin LeBron, their shortstop, already 5 homers on the year, so he's a really good player for them. They have good pitching. It's going to be a great matchup. Another regional-type game to start the season for the Golden Eagles, and we're only this is only the eighth game.
And if that isn't enough, folks, they go to Louisiana Tech and then Mississippi State's here, so
and then Ole Miss is the next
one. Yeah, the regional atmosphere does not leave if you're a Southern Miss baseball fan.
No, it does not.
Jack Duggan's going to join the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is sponsored every day by Eagle Tire West. They're out on Highway 98 West. That's where you find Goodyear premium tire products, full auto and truck service, and Matt Warren. He's the boss out there, former Golden Eagle great. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, family owned since 1985.
Put something on. That one swung on into left field. It is gone. Home run. Ballon, folks. Two-run homer. Davis Gillespie. A line drive just over the left field wall. And the Eagles retake the lead. 4-3.
That was our next guest on the call against Oregon State Saturday night. Jack Duggan, who we just love Jack Duggan. And Jack, that was good stuff, man. Deem and I have been listening to that quite a bit.
Well, you know, I just heard it, and I was trying to figure out who that crazy man on the air was.
Here's what Deem and I said this today. It's funny for people that don't know. If you go in the Southern Miss press box, Jack is in charge, and Jack is a real pro. I mean, Jack runs a professional press box, and he's always so calm and cool and deliberate about everything. But Jack, I think that soundbite exemplifies the excitement that everyone is feeling right now, and clearly you felt that excitement when Gillespie went yard, didn't you?
Well, I did. I'm not going to lie. It was a big moment in a big ball game, and that's kind of what I felt like I needed to elicit there. I mean, my day job is a lot different than that job, so. So, my job was to entertain and describe the action and, you know, just do the best that I could to tell the story of the game. And I tried to do that, and I probably got a little over animated, but, I can get excited sometimes. And I did get excited in that moment. Yes, I did.
Well, Jack, it was awesome to hear. And I guess, you know, could you just tell us about the experience out there at Round Rock for you guys? Coach Oz, described it as a quote-unquote first-class experience, and I guess you would echo that, correct?
Oh, I definitely would. And it was just fantastic. The hotel, they treated us like kings. So, I mean, you walk into the place and there's two signs welcoming us. There's a USM logo in the floor that they, on the sticker they had put down. And, you know, just from the very time that we stepped foot in Round Rock to the time that we left, we were treated just first class. And it was a great event. And, you know, you don't get a chance to, you know, play in a lot of tournaments like that. And I think our program has reached that level where our kids deserve that. Our kids are at that level. You know, we hear a lot about us being a mid-major, which I think is bunk. But, you know, because we don't treat our program like we're a mid-major, you know, we're a major program. Our baseball program is a major program, and we certainly got the opportunity to shine on a big stage last weekend, and I think we did really well.
Well, Jack, you've obviously seen a lot of Southern Miss baseball, and me being a former player, I kind of know it from that perspective, but I'm just a fan now. So, you know, what are your feelings on this team and how they've stacked up this year compared to some teams in the past?
Well, you know, ironically, I just got texted that question about 10 minutes ago. And, I mean, I think it's still, I mean, we're seven games in, and this team's got the ability to really excel. And from our pitching staff, our ability to win games late, and it's a fun team to watch. It's got a lot of character, a lot of heart, and when it's all said and done, I think it probably will go down as one of the better, if not the best team that we've ever had here at Southern Miss. But, you know, there's still, as Coach Oz says, there's still a lot of chapters left in the book. And we just got to go out there and play baseball every day. And you know, the schedule doesn't get any easier, at least not over the next couple of weeks. You know, Bama coming in tonight, and then we go to a very, very tough place to play in Louisiana Tech this weekend. So, you know, there's no rest for the weary. I mean, Eagles, I think we got back, to the facility about 2:30 on early Monday morning. And, you know, I had a little practice yesterday. So hopefully our guys are rested and back ready to go here tonight when we play Alabama.
Well, Jack, it couldn't be the greatest team in Southern Miss baseball history because they don't have your 20-mile-an-hour fastball.
29.
Oh, 29. Oh,
here we go.
What are you
here
talking
we go.
About?
I knew 20. I'd get this question.
29. Come on.
29.
Did you hear Hill describing your pitching for us a couple weeks ago?
I did not. I went well out of my way not to hear that, and I'm sure he had a big smile on his face the whole time as well.
Well, Jack, he said your changeup was just a hair under 16.
Yeah,
so.
He enjoyed.
Well, let me just tell you guys this. Now, I hate to contradict the great Hill Denson, but when I was 18 years old, I was playing American Legion baseball, and I had pitched that one afternoon, and I was in my head coach's hotel room that evening, and he had said that there was a Red Scout that was at the ball game, and he was very impressed with me. And I thought, you know, here I am. Maybe there is chance for this broken down then young left-hander. And my coach said, you know, Jack, they had you at 90 on the gun, and I said 90. I didn't know I threw it that hard, and it goes. Of course, that's two pitches added together. So I knew then that my career was probably, if not over, it was leaning that way. And so, yeah, I did not throw very hard. I did not, but I got a lot of outs in the inter squad games that I was able to pitch in. So
that's right. And you had a scholarship, and you were part of the baseball team, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, I didn't have a scholarship till they cut me. So I got a scholarship to stop playing the sport. So I tell people I'm the only, and I know I've told this story before, but I'm the only guy to ever get a scholarship to stop playing the sport he was playing.
Well, some of these past coaches are just incredible, aren't they? Hill Denson. Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be sitting in my favorite seat in the whole wide world right now talking to you guys on the phone.
Well, look, if this makes you feel any better, that on that same show, Hill Denson said on the air with Scott Berry sitting right there that Scott coached against him one time when he was at Missouri State, and he cheated from the time he got here till the time he left. So,
there's no doubt. I mean, I, you know, that's the thing about Scott Berry that nobody knows is he is a tremendous cheater. And no, that's not true. I was going to play along with that one, but I just couldn't do it. I love it. I think if y'all know me, y'all know my love for Scott Berry.
Right.
And,
right. Well, on the show, Scott, what a tremendous human being he is. No question. On the show, Scott, though, told people just don't pay any attention to what you just heard. Consider the source.
Right.
So these two were at each other pretty good during that 2 hour Eagle Hour, but that probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, that does not.
All right, Jack. Big Bama in town tonight. That's always a heavyweight fight. We were talking about how unpredictable midweek games are. Just impossible, really, to know what's happened, going to happen. Look ahead tonight. What do you expect we'll see?
Well, I think you'll see a bunch of Southern Miss arms. You'll probably see some guys that probably, you know, depending on the situation, may have not even had a chance to pitch this year. I mean, there's still some bullets in the gun that haven't been able to roll out there yet. So you may see some new guys tonight. You're going to see an Alabama team. They've got a very, very good shortstop in Justin LeBron. You'll see former Golden Eagle come back, Bryce Fowler. He'll probably be in their lineup tonight. And, I mean, honestly, I don't know that much other than LeBron and Fowler. I don't know that much about Alabama. I just kind of been sort of recovering from the weekend and getting my stuff done for today. So I hadn't really scouted them very much. But, you know, I expect a good ball game tonight. I mean, If you look at the series, the Southern Miss has won the last five games over Alabama here at the Pete. So hopefully we can make it number six tonight. So it should be a good ball game. It always is. I mean, if you go back to last June, you know, what an exciting game that was, you know, in an elimination game here in the Hattiesburg Regional. So, yeah, I expect another game like that tonight. It's going to be a little bit colder than it was than the last time we played here in June, but I mean, anybody that comes out, I think they'll be very entertained.
And I'm sure Alabama has not forgotten that Southern Miss eliminated them.
I don't normally drink, but after that regional heavyweight fight with Alabama, I had to go over to Fuzzy's and drink a couple margaritas last year. So I'm hoping it's not quite that intense tonight. Hey, Jack,
well, I understand.
We appreciate you, man. And
thanks for the call. Thanks for the call and the nice words. I greatly appreciate it. And to everybody that has reached out and either on social media or email, I'm very appreciative. But I'm very grateful. I got one more game this Friday at the Louisiana Tech, and I look forward to going back into retirement and do my day job.
All right, Jack. See you soon. Jack Duggan, everybody.
All right, guys.
Sports Information Director. Great guy, too. Southern Miss. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I want to thank our good buddy Jack Duggan and, of course, Daniel Stewart for coming in the studio with us. Daniel will be with us every Tuesday. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun. We keep up with the Golden Eagles, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's always going to be you. Get an annual physical, eat right. Be sure you stay close to your doctor. Make sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Third segment of the show, sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT for great baseball, softball, and adult training. Pro Shop, beautiful facility. Luke Reynolds is the manager down there. Be sure you tell him that the Eagle Hour sent you. And after you work out, how about some delicious beignets at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page to find the topping of the month. Always great coffees and wonderful desserts. You'll find all of that at Mo Bay Beignet. All right, Damon, let's switch gears. Basketball back on the road tonight, Arkansas State. And, man, a lot to play for here the last week.
No doubt. You know, this is the last week in the regular season for Southern Miss basketball and Sun Belt basketball in general. The Golden Eagles on the road at Arkansas State tonight, still looking to insert themselves into the standings, into the top six, which is the sweet spot, like we've talked about all season. They sit at ninth right now, so they're going to need to win probably the next two games to get themselves in a more safer position to get into the top six. At Arkansas State tonight, which they are 9.5-point underdogs to the Red Wolves, and then they play at South Alabama on Friday evening, and South Alabama is the second-ranked team in the Sun Belt. So two really tough games for the Golden Eagles on the road to finish out the year before the tournament starts next weekend in Pensacola.
All right, so will the outcome of these two games play a big role in the seeding for Southern Miss?
If they were to win, they could jump themselves up a little bit. Now, if they were to lose, let's just say they lose both, they'd be at 8-10. There is a potential for them to slip all the way into the 10th or 11th seed, which would be really detrimental to their chances of winning the tournament. So they really, I mean, best case scenario, you go 2-0, but like a really, one that you really need is just to split the games. If you could just get one of them, you'd feel decent.
And the tournament starts next week.
Correct.
So play will actually start next Tuesday, is that right?
Yes, next Tuesday.
So you could play on Saturday and then have to go to Pensacola and turn around and play on Tuesday night.
Yes. Southern Miss plays on Friday against South Alabama, which is the last regular season game, and then the Sun Belt tournament starts next Tuesday.
So there's really, in a way, a lot to play for here.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, they really need to split them. I would say splitting them would be the best. If they could win tonight, you'd feel pretty decent. And they battled Arkansas State well last time the Golden Eagles played them. But that was, you know, a long time ago, like early December, a long time ago. A 93-86 loss to the Red Wolves at home during that stretch, where that was actually the first game without Isaac Tavares, if I remember correctly, because I think he got injured in that Louisiana game. So that was, you know, they didn't have Tavares, and they'll have Tavares tonight against the Red Wolves. So you'd hope that the fortune would favor the Golden Eagles in that scenario. But the Golden Eagles are 3-10 on the road this season, so you know, if again, they could just split them, you'd feel pretty decent. And by the way, those three wins on the road for Southern Miss was two to Louisiana Monroe and Louisiana, and then one in the non-conference, which was the one at North Florida or at Radford, excuse me. So, you know, they've only won three road games, which is kind of crazy. You know, you obviously want to be better than that when you look over the season as a whole. But again, you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what you did previous to this. Just go win tonight and try to win a game on Friday as well.
All right, women on the road as well.
Correct, yes. And they play tomorrow night. The women will play South Alabama, the Jaguars, tomorrow night in Mobile. They have both of their remaining games on the road on Wednesday against South Alabama and Friday against UL Monroe. Now, the women themselves are in actually a pretty decent position. They sit seventh in the standings, right? And they're two games back from they're one game back from the sixth seed. So, you know, this is two winnable games. With South Alabama women not being great, they're 10-17, 3-13 overall in the league. So, very winnable game tomorrow night in Mobile. And then, you know, when they play Friday against Monroe, they're 12-14, 6-10 in the conference. Now, UL Monroe did beat Southern Miss pretty good when they came to Reed Green Coliseum, so that's something to monitor. But again, you'd think that if you could split these games for the women, you'd feel pretty decent about your position going into the tournament next week.
Dima, what do you make overall of Missy Bilderback's first year?
I mean, I'd give it a solid, you know, B plus, A minus. I mean, it's, you know, it's tough to come in 1 year and, you know, reshape the whole program. But, you know, I thought they got off to a really good start. Had some injuries and really just could never recover from those injuries over the last few months. But, you know, it's not a bad team. It's a good basketball team. And, you know, they're in a position to put themselves in a good position for the tournament. So, I mean, I would consider it a pretty good first year. There's some things that definitely could have been better, for sure. And she would tell you that. But, you know, some things came down to injury, losing close games here and there. But, you know, I would say for the most part, a B plus yeah. Overall.
Well, the injury to her big hurt her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that hurt quite a bit. Men, give the men a grade. I'm going to agree with you on the women, and I'm going to give the men about a C. I mean, they're 500. game one or two ways, a 500, have an opportunity to finish with a winning record, brand new basketball team again. I'm saying C.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just kind of the same with men's basketball that it's been the past several seasons. And I think that's why it's so frustrating for Southern Miss fans, right? That, you know, there isn't really any improvement. I don't necessarily you think you could make an argument that there's been, like, a decrease of improvement because, like you said, they're 500. You know, they win as many games as they lose. But, you know, it's that next step. You know, when is Southern Miss ever going to take that next step? They've only been to the, they haven't been to the tournament since 2012. I mean, that was 15 years ago. You know, now some of that was due to sanctions and stuff like that, where it just kind of derailed the whole basketball program. But I mean, you got to start taking that next step. So, I mean, I'm with you, probably C in your C and D range, you know, because, you know, I think you have to expect, you know, a sixth year, seventh year coach to take that next step eventually. And just haven't been able to do it. And like I said, really the catalyst to their season is just, they just can't find ways to win on the road. And, you know, if they would win, like, 50% of their games on the road, they would be like 19-11 right now, you know. So,
And remember that Donnie Tindall had a 30-win team that didn't get invited to the NCAA tournament. So it's an uphill battle, is my point, right?
Sure.
Right. And then they've had to play around all the construction.
you must need some eye surgery. I had wisdom teeth surgery, but just a joke.
All right, so we have baseball tonight, basketball tonight. And the women tomorrow. So pretty active.
Going on. You got really a Southern Miss game every day this week, right? You got baseball, basketball tonight, women's game on Wednesday, and then you got, you know, Thursday night, I think the men – okay, so nothing on Thursday night, but then you got baseball Friday, women's basketball Friday, men's basketball Friday. All on the road, though, so
hard to keep up.
Yeah, you'll have to ESPN Plus some of that, but or listen to Jack. He just told us that he's going to be on the call for Louisiana Tech.
I agree. That's never easy to go on the road and win. I think we can all agree, though, that the Southern Miss baseball program has surpassed that of Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, you'd think so. Of course, you know, that's never an easy place to win. Love Field out there, the Love Shack. You know, they've given Southern Miss trouble out there almost every single time they get out there. Right. And it's baseball and anything can happen. But, yeah, you would think that Southern Miss is definitely the favorite going into that series. But, you know, it's a big opportunity for Louisiana Tech, right? You know, you get the number 15 team, top 15 team coming into your home stadium. So, you know, they look at that as a big opportunity for them now. You know, they see Southern Miss as, you know, Tennessee coming into their stadium. You know, that's just how – prominent the Southern Miss baseball program.
Well, let's just be honest, too. And everywhere Southern Miss goes this year, they're going to have a target on their back.
Sure.
Everybody that they play, they're going to see this as a big opportunity to beat Southern Miss, you know,
sure.
and show you how good our program is.
And I personally think Alabama feels that way tonight. Even though Alabama's an
five
SEC
straight losses to Southern
right,
Miss.
Right, like Alabama's an SEC team, yes. But listen, Southern Miss ended their season last year, number one. Number two, everybody's talking about, oh, Alabama hadn't played anybody. Okay, we're going to go play Southern Miss and show you that we played somebody. Right, so I think you can start to piece that together for Alabama tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, is it going to matter? Probably not. But, you know, who knows?
You think they remember that we ended their season last year?
I think Bryce Fowler definitely remembers, if I had to guess, considering the heckling he got from right field roost.
He got a bad one. And then I later learned, though, that when baseball season was over and hunting season rolled around, he was here hunting with Southern Miss players. I think they're all buddies.
That's awesome.
Anybody that plays right field or is in the bullpen of the visiting team, don't get your feelings hurt easy, right?
You know, it's crazy because Alabama, I think they've gone 2-BBQ in the NCAA tournament like 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So they're always this kind of just strange team that like wins enough on the regular season but just can't seem to win games in the tournament. Yeah. So, but we'll see. You know, tonight I'm really looking forward to seeing these arms that Southern Miss is going to throw. That's to me.
I agree. And I'm also happy it's not football.
So more of a chance for Southern Miss baseball to beat Alabama in baseball or football?
Maybe baseball.
Just maybe. I think the basketball team has a better chance of beating Alabama than
maybe
football.
Baseball is our best hope.
Do you think basketball is a better chance of beating Bama?
I think we're going to stick with baseball, okay? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Going to say hello to our good friends at MCS Home Center. That's where you go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next home, whether it be your home, your lawn, or your garden. They got it at MCS Home Center. It's new and proven home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. And owned by a great Southern Miss family. So shop local. And when you're in the market for home repair, home remodeling, make sure you do business with local folks out at MCS Home Center. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program, and we're grateful for that. Genesis sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. It's beautiful. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And finally, let me remind you how much we appreciate everybody who finds us every day on the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Eagle Hour for you. And we're very grateful for everybody that finds our show that way. All right, Demon News and Notes.
Joey Urban named Sunbelt Baseball Player of the Week for week two. You know, after a 462 week, 6-for-13 with an 846 OPS and a 4-0 week for Southern Miss, you know, scored, had a home run, a triple, two runs scored, 7 RBIs on the week. So he drove in at least one run in all four games
He's a stick.
He's by far the best hitter that Southern Miss has.
And you may know this already, but you can thank, really, I think, an icon of Southern Miss baseball for having him here, and that is the great Danny Lynch.
Sure.
They're both from Jupiter, Florida, and Lynch was very instrumental, we understand, in getting that young man from the East Coast here. And boy, Demo, he's probably been the find of the last two or three seasons, hasn't he?
No doubt about it. I mean, he's filled in nicely in that two-hole when you lost Monastir, of course, from last season. And you just hope that it stays up and it starts elevating to the rest of your lineup, right? You got some guys in there who've had decent starts, and then you've had some guys in there. Do you really want to see some production, especially starting tonight against Bama?
Yeah. Evaluate this, because Southern Miss did lose the center of their defensive team last year, Ozzie Pratt, Monastir, and Jake Cook. Mm-hmm. You're not going to replace Jake Cook.
No.
But how satisfied are you? Because that's a big that's the most key part of your defensive baseball team. How satisfied are you with how they have patched that big hole?
I think the center field or just the whole
infield? Well, the whole three.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think it's been okay, right? Like, I think there's been some lapses. Like you saw in the Oregon State game, I think it was Ty Long, you know, tried to double clutch to second. It was a double play ball, and he tried to double clutch to second, and then Morrison wasn't even on the bag, so then he had to go to first real quickly, got the out there, but, you know, the very next play was a backside three-run homer to give the Beavers the lead. Yeah. So, you know, there's just some things like that where you're just like, oh, Ozzie and Nick would have probably made that play. Right. There is something interesting that, you know, Caleb Stelly, of course, being in center field the last several games, and he was leading off. He didn't lead off on Sunday in that game against Baylor, and they put Joey Urban in center field, or he started in center field. They pulled him in the seventh inning for freshman William Tonsmeyer. They put Tonsmeyer out there in center field, which was very interesting to me. And I'm really interested to see the lineup card tonight to see if Stelly is in the lineup as DH or center field, or if Tonsmeyer, you know, might get an opportunity tonight against Alabama. I don't know if that's an injury thing for Stelly. Of course, you know, he had surgery this fall, was out all fall, you know, came back in the spring. They thought he was back, so I'm wondering if that's kind of bothering him a little bit. We will see. You know, when the lineup card comes tonight, it might be nothing. It might be just me spitballing, and they just wanted to try something. But, of course, burning a red shirt there for a freshman in a pivotal
moment. Specifically brought up Stelly to Oz yesterday, and he didn't say anything about him being injured.
Acted,
you know, the response would have led you to believe that nothing was wrong with him.
Yeah, and of course that's what we hope. And of course he probably wouldn't have said anything if anything was wrong with him. But
right, you're right. He does keep it a little close to the vest at times, doesn't he? Well, it's going to be exciting tonight. I'd say this, Dima. I think if it were a typical South Mississippi, you know, February warm night,
sure,
it would be jam packed and crazy exciting. I wonder, though, it's going to be really cold. I just wonder how that will affect the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still expect a pretty decent crowd out there tonight. It might not be, you know, shoulder to shoulder like we've seen in the past at some of these midweek games against SEC opponents, but I still think it'll be a pretty good crowd. Of course, you know, we've kind of been blessed by this great weather for all these baseball games, so it's kind of funny now they finally get that little cold spurt. But, you know, it'll be fun. I'm excited to get out there tonight, and, you know, it's just great. I mean, like I said, this is only the eighth game, and it's like another game where it's just this blockbuster game that Southern Miss is playing in.
It feels like we've been playing a month and a half.
It really does. And then, like, this weekend, you'll have three really good games against a quality Louisiana Tech team. Oh, you think you get a break? No, let me introduce you to the number four team in the country, Mississippi State, coming to town. You know, and that'll be a zoo. And then you kind of get finally like a relaxing series against North Alabama. And then you're like, oh, who's next? Oh, Ole Miss coming down to town. So
can't McNeese State come to town or somebody like that for a few games? Huh?
I think you get a Nichols in there or something, but you know they always seem to beat Southern Miss.
I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps it up.
You're going to credit Learfield though, right?
Oh yes, I do want to credit Learfield Communication for those sound bites that we've been running with Jack Duggan. They of course have rights to the broadcasting, and we really appreciate their willingness to let us use that. That was great, Dave.
Yes,
I'm so glad
no
you found that Saturday night. All right, Travis Creel on the show tomorrow to review the Alabama game. And then we'll be talking some basketball, I'm sure, as well. Stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Southern Miss to the top. Keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.